Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
The pressure's on.
We have an opportunity to reestablish ourselves, get a big win. Not all is lost.
Who's feeling the heat?
Now we got to go home and make sure that, you know, we take care of business there. Shame on us if we don't.
It's crunch time. A look at the hottest topic in sports. Brought to you by Crunch Fitness. As low as $9.95 per month. No hassle, no pressure, no gimmicks, and no judgments.
Hey, Crunch Time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness, Beaverton, Alloa Division, Vancouver. They're all up and running. Go check them out, crunch.com, or stop by one of the locations today. We're continuing with the Crunch Time Pac-12 preview. I love it, man, as we're a couple of weeks, or a couple of days, I should say, less than 2 weeks away from the Pac-12 beginning. Oregon's first game will be against Stanford, a team that we could see it going either way for them this year. And joining us now to preview them and talk about them, Todd Husak, former quarterback, color commentator for Stanford football. You can give him a follow on Twitter, at Todd. Husak, Todd, thanks so much for the time today, man. We appreciate it. I'll just start. We previewed Cal yesterday, and it was kind of eye-opening to get a glimpse of what their last couple of months have been like and the limited numbers of practices and gatherings and all that kind of stuff. Where is Stanford at as of now in your mind, now that we're, a week and a half away from beginning, in terms of being prepared to start a season?
Well, it's really tough to say. They've gone the entire offseason with basically no practices and summer no workouts, and even when camp was supposed to start in late July and early August, many of the players were home, so including quarterback Davis Mills. So, you know, and you're talking over the course of that 6 to 8 months, thousands of repetitions that you're going to get ready for this season, and then the training, and you know, you hope that everybody is home doing the right things. But there's a lot to be said for guys getting reps together, especially with a young quarterback in Davis Mills, who just took over as the starter late last season. You'd love to see a full offseason, him getting repetitions with his receivers, his running backs, his offensive line, making sure everybody's on the same page. Now, I think they've been intense the last couple weeks getting ready. So will they be 100%? No, just from the lack of reps. But I think they'll be ready. David Shaw has a good plan, and there's enough experience up front and with the skill position players that they should be ready fairly quickly.
Well, and Todd, I think last year was such an eye-opening season for a lot of people that, you know, we've respected long up here, and I think all over the conference what David Shaw's been able to do. You know, you fill in for Jim Harbaugh and instantly people go, well, how legit is this David Shaw guy? And a few years later, he's still winning 10 games, 12 games, 9 games. It's consistent. Last year they go 4-8. I know they had a bit of an injury bug. How do you explain what last year was for Stanford, where it went truly wrong for them? And some people kind of rush into the conclusion, is this going to be Stanford now? Do they come falling down from the top of the Pac-12 North? And in that conversation, kind of the middle of the conference, what did you make of last season and kind of just where they're at as a program?
Injuries were a big part of it. And as the announcer now for 14 seasons, the last two seasons, we've never seen anything like the number of injuries. They lost five offensive linemen for the season, including a number early in the year, and their best one in Walker Little. Now, Walker Little decided to go pro, so he is out. But, if you think of Stanford, you think a dominant offensive line, a solid run game, some play-action passing, but you control the clock, you're good on third downs, you're good in the red zone. Injuries were part of it, but they were not good on third downs. In fact, they were very bad. They were not good in the red zone. In fact, they were very bad. So, and they did not run the ball effectively at all. And that's a couple years in a row now where Stanford has not been able to get the run going. In fact, 2 years ago with Bryce Love, the returning Heisman winner and experienced offensive line, you thought, you know, this could be the year where they really break out, and it was awful. So I think Stanford has to get back to what they have done in the past, and that's control the ball on the ground. They have some good young running backs, and again, an experienced offensive line anchored by Drew Dahlman, who's now a four-year starter at center. And they have young guys who got some experience last year because of all the injuries up front. I think they have one of the best core of wide receivers, not just in the conference. I think if these guys continue to get better, you can talk about them having one of the best wide receiver cores in the country. So, you know, does Stanford, I think that's the big question. Does Stanford sort of take that because of their personnel? Do they take that and let's work the pass game? And we saw Davis Mills break the school record for passing in a single game last year. Does Stanford sort of take that cue and become a pass first offense and you know, try to get some big plays in the run game? That will be, I think, the question early in the season, something I'll be looking for.
Yeah, it's interesting to watch these teams and their offenses continue to evolve depending on the talent at the skill positions that they have. Todd Husak, our guest, color commentator, former Stanford quarterback. You can give him a follow on Twitter, at Todd Husak. On the defensive side of the ball, we've always known that they've been good over there, you know, going back to the Jim Harbaugh days and most of the time over these last handful of years. What are we expecting defensively? And then, if I remember correctly, in the offseason, it felt like a number of guys had transferred away that were either going to be, you know, a part of the two deep on that defense. How are they going to be on that side of the ball? And then what do you make of some of the guys that were transferring out of the program earlier this offseason?
Yeah, great question. They're going to be thin up front. That's another – you go back to when Stanford was a top five, top 10 team, which wasn't that long ago. They could run the ball and they could get to the quarterback. And those were two things that got them a lot of wins in tough games. They were able to grind down the clock and then on the defensive side, get to the QB, force some bad mistakes and get the ball back. Last year, their front seven was very thin. They got injured, dinged up, and they're not explosive. They don't have that pass rusher who can get to the quarterback. They're thinking Thomas Booker could be the guy this year. He's got some experience. He's a big, he looks the part. He looks good getting off the bus. They lost their best defender in Paulson Adebo, who decided to go pro, you know, All-American type player. So if they cannot get a pass rush, I think that young secondary could get exposed. And this is it's a tough conference if you can't force a quarterback off his spot or get to him and force quick decisions. So I think Stanford's going to have to outscore some teams, and that's really what they've had to do the last couple of years. Stanford has not been as solid on defense. And back to your second part of the question, what's with the transfers? That's something a lot of people around the program are asking. Guys who were expected to contribute, some guys expected to be potential starters, especially on that defensive front, leaving the program. And that's, you know, I've been around Stanford for a long time. Very, very few players ever left early for the draft. Now that's happened a little bit more recently because they just have great players, guys like Andrew Luck or Christian McCaffrey. Some guys up front have decided to leave early, but nobody ever transferred. That the degree was so valuable that you figured, you know, guys would just continue to play their careers, get the degree, and go on if football wasn't in their future. But you know, there were, I think, at one point 15 players in the transfer portal, which is mind-blowing for somebody who's been around Stanford so long and seeing all the success and the guys who climb the depth chart and work hard and get their shot. So I don't know. It's certainly disturbing. Now, David Shaw, I trust him, and he seems to have things under control, but certainly not a good sign when you're losing players, you have so many injuries, and Stanford has not fielded a full roster. They have extra scholarships from the last few years that they have not handed out. So you're talking – the depth that Stanford has had for so many years where they have great frontline players and they recruit well and bring guys up the ranks. It hasn't been that way for the last couple seasons. So, you know, you'd like to say 4-8 was an aberration. This year, we'll see. I think this is an important year for Stanford. Do they take a step forward and make up for, I think, the big step backwards they've taken the last 2 years, or does this downward trend continue?
Well, Todd, you mentioned kind of being thin up front defensively. And then, look, I think there's an element with Stanford when you talk about them with the other Pac-12 schools. There's just an element for me of the kind of person they're looking for that can not only qualify for the academic side of things, but just the character. Do you think it's maybe just been a miss? Like some of the kids they've offered some scholarships to that have come in, you talk about kind of maybe a weaker-ish front seven, and we'll have to wait and see on that. But for maybe their slide defensively or anywhere else on the roster that you see? Do you think it's maybe just with Stanford sometimes, and largely they haven't had this problem under David Shaw or Harbaugh, but sometimes at a school like Stanford, there's a bit of a calculated risk because you need this, the brightest of the bright to be able to qualify academically and join your team. They might be hitting on some of these guys and maybe just not living up to quite what the coaching staff thought they would be when they get them to their facility.
I think that's part of it. And listen, every school has misses. Alabama has kids that don't pan out. But I think Stanford, because of, you know, there's a very limited number of players in the country that Stanford can just recruit, let alone ones that can get into school. So instead of the ability to recruit 100,000 kids from the get-go, you're really down to maybe 500 or 400 or less than that. And so I think what Jim Harbaugh did a great job of when he came was he had to convince players to come to Stanford, a program that had not been successful, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years in a row. And he got them to that point. And he hit on some two-star kids, guys like Trent Murphy and Ben Gardner. And, you know, he brought in Andrew Luck, which I think changed the program as much as anybody. But David Shaw now, he took over a program that has been good consistently. And if you ask a high school senior, hey, who you know, what do you think of Stanford? Hey, they're a top 10 football team, let alone university. And so I think that's where it's critical that Stanford has to stay on top and relevant. It wasn't that long ago where I was a coach there. I was a graduate assistant sending letters to kids in parts of the country. They had no idea where Stanford was, let alone what Stanford was. So, you know, it could be an uphill battle if they don't maintain that, you know, 3, 4, 5 years in a row of contending and being on national television and being on College Game Day. I think they were on College Game Day featured, I think, 3 or 4 times, you know, in consecutive seasons. So it's they need to get back to that. And part of it, I think you're a big part of it is getting the players, right? Jesse's and the Joes or X's and O's. I think it takes both. But Stanford needs some more of those sort of program-changing guys over the next few years.
Yeah, great insight. Todd Husak, former Stanford quarterback. He's their color commentator. Go give him a follow on Twitter, at Todd Husak, as Oregon and Stanford. That's the first game of the year, and it's going to be here before we know it. Todd, thanks so much for the time today, man. We really appreciate it. We'd love to catch up here again in, I don't know, maybe 10 days as we start previewing game number one up at Autzen Stadium.
Sounds good, guys. Anytime.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.